Just to start out, again, I'd like to say, you know, Dr. Bain and the staff here at St. John Fisher, truly an outstanding job. You know, the fans that have come to watch us out, watch us practice, the sponsors, it's really been a great experience. I'm excited about it. I think it's a first-class operation. That's what we're trying to run here with, obviously, with Russ Brandon, and I think all indications of what happened during camp, you know, show that that's what we're striving for. And I believe the staff at St. John Fisher was awesome. Again, I think I leave here very fortunate, not having gained any weight. I mean, so I think a lot of us as coaches hit our goals too, and I think that was very difficult to do. You know, obviously, Jarris Bird signed. Really looking forward to him coming in. I'm not going to probably see him, obviously, until, you know, we get back to Buffalo. He's not here right now. We expect him to be back in Buffalo. Obviously, we're breaking camp today. I think it's important we go out and have a good, crisp practice. You know, this is probably the second day of some real heat. I wish, you know, obviously, I wish we had an earlier time of it. You know, we expect it to be hot when we go down and play Washington. Really, right now, the only people that aren't expected to play, you know, Courtney Brown, who's, you know, an outside linebacker for us. EJ Manuel, obviously a quarterback. We talked about him before. And Chris Harrison, you know, who's been on, you know, who hasn't been on the field, you know, really since we've been here. You know, other than that, probably with Jarris, again, I haven't seen him, so it's hard for me to answer any questions. You know, probably not playing. You know, we'll, you know, transition him back in, see you know, what type of shape he's in, knowing that he's a pro and he's probably in great shape. And looking at playing the players, you know, everyone's ready to play. Players are going into the game looking to play a full game. That's the type of mentality we want them to have. But at the same time, we're looking at some of the players that are in competition for roster spots. After the game, obviously, you know, 2 or 3 days afterwards, we have to get down to the 75. So, you know, that's not set in my mind, at least right now, who that's going to be. And we just have to make sure that we keep the mindset of how hard we've worked here, that carries over into, you know, we're still in this training camp mindset once we go back to Buffalo.
Coach, knowing you haven't spoken to Jarris throughout the whole process, what's the Cliff Coach version that kind of have to give him with respect to, you know, this new coaching staff, the approach, the philosophy, all of that? How do you whittle all that down into a concise method for him so he gets at least caught up that way?
Well, I just think it just kind of happens. You know, I don't think there's anything planned. I think, you know, he's coming back ready to go. Look to seeing what we're doing. We're coming back ready to get him out there on the field. We all know what type of player, isn't he? I don't think it's as big of an issue as maybe people, you know, might make it out to be. You know, he's coming in. He's obviously, you know, you can see the great things that he's done on film. Obviously, he's a competitor. I disagree with, you know, we've had have communicated with each other. So I think that, you know, obviously early on here in camp and not recently, though, to make sure that we're all on the same page. But, you know, I'm sure that he was in communication with a lot of his teammates. And I think that helps, you know, the transition when he comes back in of knowing what we're trying to accomplish. And he's trying to accomplish the same thing we are as a team. You know, he knows that our goal is to try to get back to the playoffs.
How encouraging is it for one of your, you know, top defenders to come back as you enter, you know, the next phase of preseason?
It's encouraging to me because, you know, I haven't been around, you know, to see him. I just watched him on tape. So I think it's always encouraging when you get a good player back. And it's encouraging to me that, you know, our injury situation right now is really not bad, and we're going to have those guys playing.
He's got 72 hours to report.
I don't know the rule. I just figured I just figured when they told me he'd be back in Buffalo that you know, we're breaking camp and
we can check on
him. Yeah.
Coach, is he gonna you said he's probably not gonna play. Is he gonna make the trip or probably just stay back and study?
Obviously I haven't even, you know, spoken to him yet when this process is going on because all the logistics of the travel and where he's going. But you know, hey, if he's ready to come on a trip, I'd love for him to come on a trip. But again, we haven't discussed that. But I would like him on a trip, and we'll just see where he's at. He might have to do a couple things with the doctors and, you know, physicals and all that stuff that you do, and hopefully we'll be able to get that done. And then if we can, you know, bring him on a trip.
President Butler was a player that had a pretty good initial preseason outing in Indianapolis. They didn't get a chance to play last week because, you know, he still wasn't feeling right. You know, how anxious are you to look at players like that that maybe have missed some time that you want to get a little longer look at, but injuries prevented you from doing so?
Yeah, I think you'll be able to do that. I think, you know, right now what's hard from a managing standpoint, you know, if you play people, you know, longer than you have before in this game, which most people do, and you play them later in the game, it's then who comes into the game for that, you know, maybe the end of the third, fourth quarter type of situation. And I don't think you can look into, you know, what's going on there. I think there's an emphasis on, you know, the people that are playing, getting themselves ready, and then the next week that focus comes into, you know, the competition where you could get a lot of those reps. So you're exactly right. I think that, you know, he's someone that will get a lot of reps when you look at the next two games. It's just a matter of where is it going to be heavy. Is it going to be heavy in this next game, you know, later in the game, or is it going to be heavy in the last game versus Detroit?
Do you kind of look at these two games as planning then?
Yeah, because, you know, it's hard, you know, when you look at it. If you just say, okay, I got a quarter and a half, maybe a half, depending on who's coming in with the pitch counts, you know, and then you look at the last game and how much time you have, you're going to have more than that. And what you're doing is you're looking to see how it all fits and how you're going to go after it. So there's some management to that strategy of who you're going to play and how you're going to see it shake out.
With Jarrett not playing in this week's preseason game, would you consider playing him longer than maybe you would a normal starter in the fourth preseason game, just to kind of get him up to that game speed immediately?
No, you know, I wouldn't do that.
Just now with today being the last camp, you know, in general, how do you feel about what you got done here?
I tell you, Mark, it hasn't been a secret. I've been happy. I really have with the way the players have gone out and worked. I've been really happy with, you know, the trainers and the doctors and the job they've done, really, you know, for the most part. And then obviously Dr. Bain, and like I mentioned before, in opening this thing up. But I haven't been here in the past, so I can't really say, you know, was there a difference? Have they worked better than they have? But, you know, from my standpoint, the camps that I've been to, they've been pretty consistent. You know, obviously today we're gonna probably have to drive them a little bit. You know, we're in a transition day, but we're good. I think that we haven't wasted a day out here. And at times you can do that in camp. You know, when you hit these long periods, the players know that we're progressing. I think you can see that on film. I think they understand that we still have a lot of work ahead of us. And I said before, really, my biggest concern is, you know, if you think about it, and I'm sure everyone here knows that, you know, they have to keep pushing themselves too, because when we arrive at training camp, we all know what it is. Every one of us, you know, you're going to go to work, you're going to practice, you're going to, you know, work hard, you're going to, you know, communicate with your teammates, and you're going to go. And there's less outside distractions, you know, less people pulling you away from, you know, what your objective is to make this team. And I think it's important that, you know, obviously now we're going to change the whole entire environment. You know, we're changing it for players. We're changing it for coaches. We're changing it for staff. We're changing it for Scott. Okay? But we can't change that mentality. An environment drives that behavior. So, you know, we have to go back and do a heck of a job of making sure that we, you know, somehow find a way to visually change this environment where we can go back and say, hey, we're still in this camp mode and we're still working. And I think that's the challenge. And that's what a lot of teams have, that challenge. And I think that, you know, if we can do that and transition the way we've been working here, I think we'll be okay. You know, we'll be ready to go when the season starts.
You've got a pretty young team, especially in spots. Do you feel pretty good that the youth hasn't held you back to other teams?
Well, I think what'll happen Mark, is when do you get hit with any real adversity? You know, how's that locker room going to be? I think it's easier to control the locker room here in training camp. When I say control it, you know, I'm walking through, the players are together, they're much closer. And I think if we can establish that closeness when we go back, obviously that helps. And then all of a sudden when you get adversity, you know, the senior leadership has to kick in because, you know, we as coaches can't be around them the whole time. You know, I can tell already, I got, you know, they got me today. You know, Stevie has the video. They dunked on me today. It was embarrassing. You know, so I told those guys. I said, well, you better watch out. You know, because you know the coach. You know, then they started thinking about it. Is the practice going to be longer? Are they going to run more? So I like going through the locker room. I don't like getting dunked on. T.J. Graham was holding a one of those backboards with a net on it. And I'm like, you know, what are you doing? He's like, well, we're bringing this back. I said, wait a minute, you're bringing it back. Was it here? You know, you're not taking this from St. John Fisher. And then all of a sudden you put it over my head, and all, next thing I know, Fred Jackson's coming over and dunks on me, and the whole place is going crazy. So they got me. They got me today, I got to admit. And Stevie has it on tape. So I don't know if he's going to let that tape go out or not. But if he does, hey, it happens.
Good chance.
Stevie Johnson, he probably posted it already. Is it already out? So, but to answer your question, when those things happen, adversity have a lot to do with it. But I tell you, I don't foresee any real issues. These guys have been really focused in camp.
Chris Hairston again, yeah. I mean, is there a light coming there, or are we just kind of still at the same spot we were?
I tell you, you know, we're looking forward to him coming back. You know, obviously for me as a coach and a position that I've been involved with before, you know, we want him to come back, and we're really just waiting to see, you know, when he feels better and the doctor says yes. So, that's a tough question for me to answer. I want to say yes, that's going to happen, but it hasn't. So it's going to really be up to the doctor. And, you know, hopefully we need to get him back. He's been a productive player on the field when he was healthy.
Back to Fred for a second. We've seen what he can do on the field, but off the field, having a leader like that in the locker room, especially on offense, it has a couple of new quarterbacks, or maybe call him a ringleader today, more than a leader, I guess.
Yeah, ringleader today is a good way to put it. Yeah.
But how important is his veteran leadership on an offense that is breaking in a couple of new quarterbacks?
I think it's very important. I think it's very important. You know, I think Fred is a great professional. I think for the most part, he's made great decisions except for one, okay, which we all know about. We just talked about it. And he watched, because that was a poor decision for everybody on offense, not just Fred. No, but in general, it helps. It helps a lot. I think that, you know, that veteran leadership, they've been through a lot. Then I think the players understand, you know, what happens, especially the veterans. They have a vision of what they're looking for. You know, everyone in the locker room to make sure that they're accountable, and they make each other accountable. And I think that's important. And I think that also the younger players, you know, leadership is a funny thing. You know, we talk about it all the time. We can go ahead and state the qualities of it, but, you know, how do you develop it? There's really not a book out there where it says, okay, take this person at this age, this is what you do to him, and he'll be a leader. There's a lot of books that'll tell you, you know, what qualities leaders have, but not how to develop it. And I think, you know, one of the things that I've learned is that when you have someone that has those skills, the first thing to be a great leader is to lead by example. And I think that Fred has done a good job of that. So I think a lot of younger players or players that have been around will look up to him and see what he does. And I'm comfortable with that. He's done a good job, Fred.
Did he get selected against Fred today?
Hey, you know what? Hey, they got me. You know, it's not there's nothing you can do. And you got to be able to laugh at yourself. This, you know, we all do. This job is, you know, obviously it's a pressure situation. It's a high performance business, and too, you got to be able to laugh at yourself at times.
Hogan got Fred back.
Did he get him back? I like it. You guys got more information than I do.
So they're off tomorrow, and Black Friday is a normal walkthrough.
Yeah, day before the game. Normal day before the game, as we head out to. Washington. You know, we'll work tomorrow as coaches. Players are off. Are you guys off? No. See, we all got to work. They don't.